My guest this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Judiciary Committee. This week, he's been speaking out on what he sees as the president's wrong-headed approach to the recent implementation of sequestration, saying the president is looking for ways to inflict pain on the American people when it's obvious that more effective spending cuts could be made somewhere else without inflicting that pain. And there's more news in the last 24 to 48 hours that he's here to address as well. And, sir, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure. Always good to talk to you.
You said earlier in the week, sir, that it's a no-brainer from your perspective that the president could easily save about $250 million simply by removing foreign aid to a Muslim Brotherhood-led government in Egypt. Why would that be at the top of your chopping block?
Well, that's one of many that would be very easy. I've also suggested that, in fact, filed amendment and am sending a letter to the White House asking the president just to forego a golf trip or two until such time as they've saved enough money to allow the children come in for spring break to go through the White House on tours. There are all kinds of things. I've been filing for a number of Congresses now my U.N. Voting Accountability Act that would eliminate any assistance at all to any nation that votes against the U.S. positions in the U.N. more than half the time. As I've said numerous times, you don't have to pay people to hate you. They will do it for free.
And so what do you make of this specific move on the White House tours? Obviously, that's a drop in the bucket probably when it comes to $85 billion over the next 7 months or so. But what message is being sent by that?
Well, it's the same message that was sent by email from the executive branch on an ag issue. They said where someone had asked for flexibility in deciding what got cut, and the email came back saying, look, the president has said that America is really going to hurt because of these cuts, so you make sure that you don't make any decisions that contradict what the president said. In other words, make America hurt. I mean, it is just incredible that anybody would think like that, that, gee, we're being cut, so let's make America hurt, make them suffer, so they'll give us more of our money. Greg, in the last 4 years, the executive branch budget has gone up over 20%, and they can't stand to have that increase lowered to 18% increase. It is outrageous.
The official you're referring to is Charles Brown of the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, which is part of the Department of Agriculture. He's the one who tried to engage in flexibility with the cuts, and then the response he got back was, quote, we have gone on record with a notification to Congress and whoever else that APHIS would eliminate assistance to producers in 24 states in managing wildlife damage to the aquaculture industry unless they provide funding to cover the costs. So it is our opinion that however you manage that reduction, you need to make sure you are not contradicting what we said the impact would be. So
exactly. And you need to also understand that in the last 4 years, when the president's budget was increasing by 20%, the House of Representatives, every single House of Representatives member, has last 2 years, we have cut our own budgets by over 11.5%, and then another 8+% over next year. We will have cut our own budgets 20%. We haven't cut constituent services. We're still doing tours for constituents through the Capitol that is several times larger than the White House. They could do this. This is just a decision to punish people. Basically, somebody's having a temper tantrum over there, and they want the American public to suffer until they get their full amount of their 20% increase in the size of their staffs.
Congressman, do you think this is about the president not getting what he wanted on sequestration, or do you think he's setting the table for the bigger fights to come over continuing resolutions and the debt ceiling?
We've seen this White House treat reporters that didn't do what they wanted. This is just, it seems to be exactly in line with the treatment the White House has given people with whom they disagree. If they don't get their ways, then they want to make the American people hurt, so they'll demand Congress give them what they want.
So how does that change, if at all, the way House Republicans or congressional Republicans across the board approach these big upcoming debates?
Well, I think that you're going to have more and more Republicans that are realizing, wait a minute, we're in a fight to save this country. We're in a fight to do the moral thing and not spend money that future generations will have to pay back for us, cussing our name instead of blessing our name. So I think as more and more people see exactly what's at stake here, whether we're going to continue to be gluttonous as a generation or whether we're going to take some moves that don't even cause austerity. They just require us to be, you know, more of good stewards with the vast amount of money that we've got at the federal government. I think you'll see more and more Republicans taking that strong stand.
We've talked about a couple areas that you'd like to see spending cut and could easily be done. Any other areas that immediately come to mind that you believe would be ripe targets?
Oh, sure. There's just a lengthy list. One, for example, would be the bill that Jimmy Carter pushed through in 1978 that for the first time required union officials doing union work to be paid by government money. So we've been funding union activity for, since 1978. I think it's time we could save $155 million there. If union officials had to pay their own union workers to do union work rather than paying them government wages and government benefits. There's another one. We found out last night we're sending warships to Turkey that sent the flotilla against Israel's lawful blockade of the Gaza Strip, trying to keep out weapons there, the $250 million going on top of the $1.5 billion that had not been sent but is being sent to Egypt, when their leader has said he would just soon Israel was gone and so is the United States. You know, it's time that we stood up for Americans so that there will be an American to stand up for others yearning to be free in the future.
Last question for you here, Congressman. Just a couple days ago, actually, House Republicans putting forward their version of what they'd like to see in the stopgap funding measure to fund the government for the rest of the fiscal year. It's essentially current spending rates minus cuts that would continue the cuts ordered by sequestration. Some conservatives saying this is a missed opportunity on issues like defunding Obamacare and some other ways to cut spending. Others say it puts the president on the defensive again because it's hard to look unreasonable when you want to keep things going the way they're going minus sequestration. How do you approach this?
I think you'll see more people take that strong stand because we have got to stop the insanity. There are some things within Obamacare like funding IPAB that we should have cut. And we could cut. We can't defund the whole thing at once, but there are outrageous amounts of money being spent for things that Americans don't want it to be spent for, and we could work on cutting those out of Obamacare. And I'm hoping you'll see more and more people taking that stand.
Congressman, we'll leave it there for now. As always, great to have you with us. Thank you.
All right. Great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District, member of the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.